The news agency Deutsche Welle broadcasts in dozens of languages around the world. Now, to observe the 10th anniversary of its presence on the web, Deutsche Welle has added another language to its site, Klingon. Klingon, of course, is a language invented for the Star Trek science fiction franchise. The Deutsche Welle website features a primer on Germany for Klingon travelers, though that seems an awful long way to go, as well as information on Klingon for us Earthlings. You can choose to read the site in Klingon. Linguist Mark Okrand invented the Klingon language for the Star Trek movies, and he joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So you've seen the Klingon on the Deutsche Welle site?
Yeah, I looked at it.
And do they know what they're talking about?
They absolutely know what they're talking about.
We'll add, the website is klingon.dw-world.de. Now, did you notice any examples of Germanic influence on Klingon, like were the words growing longer?
No, you can't do that in Klingon. Actually, Klingon does have pretty long words.
It sounds
as long as German.
Yeah. But Klingon has always sounded vaguely German to me, and I wonder if that was intentional.
It was not intentional. It was intentional. The reason it sounds that way is because of the guttural sounds, probably.
Yeah.
And the idea of guttural sounds was intentional. I mean, originally, Klingon was invented to be dialogue for Star Trek III, is where it started, the search for Spock. And, in fact, in the script for Star Trek III, it says the Klingon commander says in his guttural Klingon, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, if the script says it's guttural, I'd better make it guttural, which is why there's the kh and the kh and other sounds like that in there.
Could I get you to talk a little Klingon?
Sure.
Excuse me?
Can you speak Klingon?
Oh, no, I can't.
You say Robert.
Just go Robert?
Robert.
Robert.
In the Deutsche Welle website, there's a little vocabulary list. You can look things up. In fact, it's a very nifty site because you can run the mouse over a Klingon word and click on it, and it'll give you the translation in German and English.
What do you make of the fact that Deutsche Welle has evinced this fascination for Klingon?
Actually, in Germany, Klingons are very popular. There's a lot of Klingon fan clubs.
Oh, no.
And things like that. I was at a convention of Klingon speakers in Belgium a few years ago, and half the people there were American and half were European, and the bulk of the Europeans were Germans.
So Klingon has really taken off in the fatherland.
Yeah, and elsewhere. There was Swedes, there was Poles.
From the Sudetenland?
I don't know where they were from.
Mark Okrand created Klingon. It's on display at klingon.dw-world.de. Thanks very much.
Thank you.